Hello and welcome everyone. Here we meet again at our weekly show Eurotalk, only at UBB Radio Online. I'm Roxana Persa.
And I'm Mihaela Trombitaș. And as you already got used to it, we meet every Thursday from 6 to 7 here at UBB Radio Online. After last week, we talked once again about the Nobel Prize and the fact that the European Union got this year the Nobel Prize for Peace. We will go on furthermore and we will try to put Romania on the European Union's map and see what problems it's actually facing right now.
We will discuss about what happened at the meetings in Bucharest in the last month, and also we will talk about Romania's future plans.
Today, from 6 to 7, we will talk about the last month's summit from the 24th of October, the European People's Party Summit.
Then we will talk about what happened in the last month in Bucharest.
Then we will talk about the veto problem that Romania is actually confronting right now, and the fact that President Băsescu does not want to use this right, while Mr. Ponta does.
Next, we will have some inserts about young students, about the problem, and also the dispute that the Prime Minister and the President had.
And last but not least, something that you already got used to, some news about the European Union and about Romania, and with a little bit of surprises, of course, as you already got used to.
So let's get started and let's see what happened in the last month in Bucharest.
Just as I was mentioning in the beginning, on the 24th of October, in Bucharest was held the summit called European People's Party. Here, the representative of the 27 member states of the European Union gathered and talked about the European Union's latest problems and about the heated debates that hit actually in the latest time the European Union. In order to talk about what was discussed at the European People's Party Summit, I think I will make a short review of the headlines that appeared in the international press. The EU Observer was actually making a comparison between the visit that Angela Merkel had in Greece and the visit that she had in Romania. Even though there were some Romanians that yelled in the street, "Merkel, Romania is not yours," EU Observer noticed that this was little in comparison with what Greeks actually did for her and how they actually protested against Angela Merkel. The Observer also noticed that this event was actually seen as being one that supported President Băsescu. Apart from the EU Observer, Reuters also pointed out the dispute that is still existing between the Prime Minister Victor Ponta and the President Traian Băsescu, that actually reappeared when the Chief of the State decided to take part himself in the Congress. The Prime Minister Victor Ponta actually said that the fact that the President shouldn't have participated in this summit, and stated that the Chief of the State should be neutral. The France Press Agency also insisted upon the fact that this kind of meeting is one that will furthermore insist upon more solidarity between the member states of the European Union, while BBC was quoting the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, which actually warned everyone that the lack of the Union in such an organization as the European Union is actually feeding the populist debates. Also, concerning the personality of the head of the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, the Swiss portal Romadi.com was reminding everyone about the discussion between José Manuel Barroso and Victor Ponta. They were saying that the head of the European Commission was actually asking the Romanian Prime Minister to take measures in order to assure that the European funds are properly used and are actually more, and that the international investors are actually more and more influenced to offer Romania more help. However, let's just listen to a short insert that will actually present us what actually happened at the European People's Party Summit held on the 24th of October here in Bucharest.
You're joining us here at the Palace of the Parliament in Bucharest, where the EPP is celebrating its 21st Congress. More Europe was the main message, and the leaders showed their strong sense of unity. Join us inside, where we'll show you more. Thousands of participants from the EPP's 74 member parties gathered in one of the largest buildings in the world, also appropriately known as the People's House. faces its most challenging time, the EPP's 15 heads of state and government delivered the same message, one of unity. All of the EPP's associations were on hand to welcome guests, including the party's political foundation, the Centre for European Studies, which is celebrating its fifth anniversary. During the Congress, the party adopted 14 resolutions concerning the welfare of Europe's citizens. It also updated its political platform and manifesto, in which it pledges to bring the EU closer to the people and to solve the crisis through a balanced approach to fiscal discipline and sustainable economic growth.
Our ideals have proved strong enough to carry us so far, from the common market to the single market, to political integration, to the monetary union, to the European Union of today. And our ideals will be strong enough to lead us out of the present crisis through more union, more responsibility, more solidarity, and now more competitiveness.
Many other sideline events took place during the two-day Congress, including the EPP Group study days and three Congress sections on the European economy, preserving Europe for future generations, and the responsibility of Europe and its neighbours. Delegates also voted for the new EPP presidency. Ingo Friedrich was re-elected as treasurer, along with 10 vice presidents from the European Commission, Parliament and national governments. President Wilfried Martens was re-elected with overwhelming support, as was his Secretary-General Antonio López Istúriz.
I thank you for your support and the faith and trust that you have once again placed in me. I promise you that as president of the strongest European political party, I will continue my task with the same dedication and commitment as before.
Europe was our project in 1976. More Europe is our aim now in 2012. We will not fail.
The EPP will be formulating a process to select its presidential candidate, which will spearhead its European election campaign.
In the EPP summit of January next year, we will discuss the strategy and timetable for nominating our candidate for as president of the European Commission.
And so, with their political manifesto, renewed party platform and presidency for the next 3 years, the EPP laid the foundations for the 2014 European elections. You can keep up to date with their next steps on the website at epp.eu. Until next time, thank you for watching.
Although the European People's Party was somehow a success in the fact that it actually offered a 27 member states representative a way of talking and communicating about the problems existing in the European Union, this somehow highlighted the already existing problems between the Prime Minister Victor Ponta and the President, the Romanian President Traian Băsescu. They started their argues again after this summit. They started arguing again about who should be the one to represent Romania at the upcoming European Council meeting that is going to take place at the end of November this year.
About this problem, we will talk after a short break, so stay tuned only at UBB Radio Online.
One champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you up. This 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but love, I like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard impressed to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall, talk that slick tone. Liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. Hello, walk, walk,
who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress small like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover? Could you be mine? Would you be my lover? Would you be mine? Could you be my lover? Would you be mine? Come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy.
shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Welcome back to Eurotalk. Before the break, we talked about the meeting that the representatives of the member states of the European Union had in Bucharest last week. And now we will go on to the quarrel that has been present in Romania on the veto right these days between the Prime Minister and the President Traian Băsescu. After a quarrel earlier this year on who's going to represent Romania at a Brussels meeting, during which the Constitutional Court was also invited to step in, and even had its say, the Romanian president and the prime minister seem to have reached a quick and constructive decision. This time, the president Traian Băsescu will attend the meeting. Earlier in June, the prime minister Victor Ponta represented Romania at the European Council, even if the Constitutional Court ruled that the president should have gone. What Victor Ponta stated this time is, he told me he has a long experience and in this context would like to take part. I don't think Romania needs
needs a national crisis, so my attitude will be constructive, said the Prime Minister. Even though the representative for Romania at the last meeting was Victor Ponta, now it's good that they came to a consensus, and the one that will go there will be the President Traian Băsescu. The government will provide all the information about the negotiations on the multi-annual financial term in the European Union between 2014 and 2020. Romania will not allow its funds to be reduced and will even use its veto right in case that happens. The fight was focused on the recent proposal to cut the EU's budget by 75 billion out of the 1 trillion euros, fact that is totally unacceptable from the point of view of Victor Ponta. The cuts will be made on cohesion funds, which go to several countries, including Romania, and on the Common Agricultural Pact. Well, the council meeting will take place between November 22 and 23 in Brussels, and during their discussions, Băsescu had mentioned options for both to take part, but the Prime Minister said only the President should attend in order to avoid confusion. Next, the Prime Minister himself would also be in Brussels during the European Council, but he will be there to meet the socialist MEPs and the ministers, who have their meetings at the same time. In June, the lack of agreement on who should go to represent Romania in Brussels became yet another public squabble between the President and the Prime Minister, and echoed intentionally. So after we presented the situation in Romania and the quarrel that took place during the entire year between Victor Ponta and the President Traian Băsescu, we will go on with material made by our colleague Laura Vlasa about the dispute that took place between the two representative figures of Romania. So let's listen to what Laura prepared.
Starting today, President Traian Băsescu will represent Romania at the European Council Summit. The main subject for this summit is the EU budget for 2014-2020. The President of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, recommended last week the decreasing with 75 billion euros of the proposed budget of 1,033 billion euros suggested by the European Commission. Furthermore, Van Rompuy wants to cut 29.5 billion euros of the payment credits required for the cohesion policy and 125 billion euros for the common agricultural policy, option rejected by Poland, Romania, France, Spain and Portugal. Prime Minister Victor Ponta insisted that Romania should exert the right of veto and stop the adopting of a budget that would prove unfavorable for our country. Also, the Parliament adopted Tuesday, with a majority vote, a resolution concerning the interests of Romania regarding the negotiation of the new multi-annual financial frame of the European Union 2014-2020. With this occasion, Victor Ponta declared that every president must ask for the Parliament's support before representing the country in the European summits.
Fiecare prim-ministru sau în cazul republicilor
prezidențiale, every prime minister or in the case of presidential republics, every president before representing their country and participating at making decisions in the European structures informs and asks for support from the national parliament. This is what the German Chancellor, Mrs. Angela Merkel, does. This is what all prime ministers do. Nobody participates at the European Council to represent only themselves, and no rightful state in the European Union accepts representing a single person who doesn't have the support of the fundamental institutions of a democratic state.
In return, President Traian Băsescu said that Romania cannot present itself at the summit and declared that we will exert the right of veto.
Romania's interest is to negotiate the budget for 2014-2020. If we start with the idea of veto, we're outside negotiation. Nobody will look for us anymore, and they will see in the end if we take the veto or not, because we're not the only ones who need allies. Others need us too in supporting points of view.
The conflict between Traian Băsescu and Victor Ponta has been lasting for years, being mainly connected to the political doctrine. Băsescu was the president of the Democratic Party and at the moment occupies the second mandate as Romania's president. On the other side, the current Romanian Prime Minister, Victor Ponta, is president of the Social Democratic Party since February 2010 and co-president of the Social Liberal Union. Conflicts on European subjects between the President and the Prime Minister have started since June 2012, shortly after Traian Băsescu appointed Victor Ponta as a Prime Minister. The Premier announced that he wants to represent Romania at the European Council in the place of Traian Băsescu. On the 25th of June, Victor Ponta went at the European Council despite the Constitutional Court decision that Romania can only be represented in that forum by the President.
So that was all about the disputes that took place this year between the Romanian President Traian Băsescu and the Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta. But right now I think that we should let them behind and we should go on from all these disputes and listen to some good music. We will be back after a short break only here at Eurotalk on UBB Radio Online.
You and I go home.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Come on. Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the map, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do in a club life? Come on, it's easy to be punk, but it's harder to be Sean. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married a mom? Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night, the inevitable prolong. Another day, another dawn. Come on. Tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better in the mold. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it. All can steal it. What you deal with. And you keep ballin'. Swap some liquor, playboy, and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
Yeah.
So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your own. Pick up
I'm
the phone and come
home. I'm coming home.
No stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back across my door.
I miss you,
but here I stand, a better man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Coming home.
We are now back at UBB Radio Online here at Eurotalk. Before the break, Laura Vlasa presented us a short material about the disputes between the Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta and the President Traian Băsescu, and Roxana talked about the upcoming European Council meeting that is going to talk about the budget cuts. Just to make a short presentation of it, it will take place starting today in Brussels, and the final preparations were made and announced on the 20th of November. On that day, the General Affairs Council had its last meeting before the Special European Council that is going to take place today and tomorrow. The summit is dedicated to the EU's multi-annual financial framework for 2014 and 2020. According to the Cyprus Deputy Minister of European Affairs, Andreas Mavroyanis, all member states show commitment to reach an agreement by the end of this week and are willing to negotiate. All of us now have to go to the extra mile and show our willingness to compromise. We believe that an agreement is possible. So as the Cyprus Deputy Minister for European Affairs was saying, the matter is now in the hands of the European leaders. The President of the European Parliament, Herman Van Rompuy, will consider the member states' reaction to the draft European Council conclusions and will present a revised draft of the conclusions.
So you talked about the multi-annual financial framework. So we'll see that the aim of this meeting and project negotiation will be mostly to expenditure limits that determine how much money the EU can spend, then the spending programs that determine on what the money should be spent, and the rules defining how the expenditure should be financed. The objective of the European Council is to reach an agreement on the multi-annual financial framework on 2014 and 2020 on the basis of draft conclusions prepared by Herman Van Rompuy, the President of the European Council, in cooperation with the Commission. The draft includes further reductions on the overall expenditure ceilings and on the expenditure ceilings for various categories of expenditure, which are competitiveness, cohesion, natural resources, security and citizenship, Global Europe and Administration. Today will be the first summit day, and Herman Van Rompuy and the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, will hold bilateral consultations with the member states.
I think that we will be back next week with some more details about what happened actually at this summit and what were the results. We will go and take a more particular problem, which is the problem of Romania that threatens to veto EU's long-term budget. Actually, the Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta has threatened to veto the EU's 2014-2020 budget, calling the planned cuts in regional policy and agriculture unacceptable for his country. He made these remarks on last week after he presented his government's position on the EU budget to President Traian Băsescu, and President Traian Băsescu will be the one representing Romania at this summit dedicated to EU's long-term finances. But what can you tell us more about this, Roxana?
Well, what I can say is that Herman Van Rompuy, the President of the European Council, had a proposal of severe cuts that are foreseen in agriculture, a move that was immediately rejected by Paris, and in cohesion policy, which would certainly antagonize the member states from Central and Eastern Europe. After this rejection by Paris, there were other states, like now Romania, that opposes this proposal. In what regards the Prime Minister Victor Ponta, he insisted on receiving a much higher amount in regional funding than is currently the case, as Romanian regions are among the poorest in the EU. So he indicated that Romania's objectives had been met by the European Commission's initial budget proposal. And in contrast, he called unacceptable the cuts in the subsequent compromise proposals made by the Council President Herman Van Rompuy in the fields of agriculture and regional policy. So what do you think, Mihaela, about all these proposals that Victor Ponta opposed and Mr. Herman Van Rompuy initiated?
Well, what can I say? Another difficult situation for both the European Union and, of course, Romania. And I think that I will add more the fact that Ponta actually said that his government's position is not negotiable, and he also added that Romania would express its opposition in all the negotiations on this issue by also invoking the use of right of veto in the event that Van Rompuy's proposal were adopted, as reported by ACT Media. I think that Ponta is actually pushing a little bit his power and is actually trying to highlight once more the fact that he doesn't want to agree with anything that President Băsescu is actually deciding.
Yes, well, Ponta and Băsescu disagreed the meeting where the President president should have gone to represent Romania at the highest EU table. But this time, the Prime Minister Victor Ponta has accepted that Băsescu should go there and represent the state because he had a longer experience and was better fit for the task of defending the country's interests and the budget act. So Băsescu has been president since 2004, while Ponta became Prime Minister in May. What can you tell us about the war of words that took place during the whole year between the parties and between the two representative figures of Romania?
Well, what can I say? It's, as I've said before and in the beginning of this show, it's a long dispute and they seem not to agree one with each other just because of the fact that they are from opposite parts and because of the fact that they really do not want to get along and show that they can cooperate. Also, as I think that we should all remember this year's most important event, so to speak, when the Romanians voted to impeach Băsescu in a referendum on the 29th July with an 88.7% that rejected his leadership. However, as we all know, the referendum was invalidated because the turnout was below the required 50% threshold. So, it's just a matter of time and it's just a matter of showing that we still don't know how to deal with some problems and we are not used to deal with people that are not always on our side. But I think that we should go on with some more optimistic and positive things, right?
Well, yes, the political situation from Romania affects not only the adults and the senior citizens, but also the students. And we should pay attention to what is their opinion and their position regarding the veto right. So let's hear what they have to say.
I think that the Romanians shouldn't have the right to use veto because most of the projects that have been funded by the European Union have stalled and the funds are, well, mostly unaccounted for.
Romania should not be allowed to have the last word in this matter because till this day only a few of the projects that were proposed were actually materialized. I do not agree with the veto right for Romania for the reason that we are tired of making a fool of ourselves.
I think the Romanian should vote against the budget of European Union because the funding opportunities are very important in the development of our country and they shouldn't reduce the funds. Every citizen of the European Union should use their right to help their country and meanwhile themselves to join different projects.
So different opinions from the students, but let's take another short break
and we will come back at UBB Radio Online only at Eurotalk.
There's a whole nother conversation going on in a parallel universe where nothing breaks and nothing hurts. There's a waltz playing frozen in time, blades of grass on tiny bare feet. I look at you and you're looking at me. Could you beam me up? Give me a minute. I don't know what I'd say in it. Probably just stare. Happy just to be there, holding your face. Beam me up. Let me be lighter. Tired of being a fighter, I think. A minute's enough, just beam me up. Saw a blackbird soaring in the sky, barely a breath, I caught one last sight. Tell me that was you saying goodbye. There are times I feel the shivering cold. It only happens when I'm on my own. That's how you tell me I'm not alone. Could you beam me up? Give me a minute.
probably just there, happy just to be there, holding your face. Beam me up, let me be lighter, I'm tired of being a fighter. I think a minute's enough, just beam me up.
Back at UBB Radio Online at Eurotalk. Before the break, we talked about the political situation from Romania and the context of the problems from Romania at the European scale. Next, we will go on with the headlines from what happened in the European Union in last week. So, we have the Lux Prize winner, Andreea Segre, with the movie Differences Reveal Who We Are. This is a movie about a moving love story set in the Venetian Lagoon, earned Yosono Lee the European Parliament's 2012 Lux Prize, but it's more than just a romance. The tale about Chinese migration also acts as a mirror to Italian society. Director Andreea Segre reveals to us the film's message and its influences. So, in an interview that he got, some questions like, what message would you like people to take away from watching the film? He answered that he'd like the public to discover the story behind every migrant. We don't know enough about migrants' background. Next, the question was, how can a story about others reveal more about us? And he stated that when we start to discover other people and their habits, and this asks a lot of courage, we immediately reveal hidden aspects of ourselves. The last questions referred to who are his references in European cinema. So he stated that Finnish director Aki Kaurismäki, because his cinema is a trip along the line of ridiculous without ever crossing it. And I really appreciate the kind of cinema that uses a documentary style of filming, such as works by Matteo Garrone, the Traviani brothers, Pietro Marcello, and others. Well, that would be all about the movie area, and now we will go on with some more serious stuff related to the Russian imports. This seeks for the cheaper wood imports from Russia and the MEP's endorsed deal. EU forest industries, including wood processors for the building industry and paper producers, will be able to buy cheaper imports of raw spruce and pine from Russia under an agreement approved by Parliament this week. Russia is to open up a low export duty quota for spruce and pine and allocate a relatively large share of it to the EU. Within this quota, the export duty will be 13% for spruce and 50% for pine, compared to the out-of-quota export duty rate of 80%. The deal also
also stipulates that the European Union can allocate the quota according to its internal procedures. The MEP Ines Vaidere said that we have reached a new turning point in the EU-Russia trade relations. For the first time, the EU will be administering the third country's tariff rate quota. She added that the deal was an important asset for the stability and reliability of the trade relations and a step towards more stable and predictable trade with Russia. Russia is the EU largest supplier of imported wood, up to 60%, and the EU imports of spruce and pine from Russia dropped by 80% after 2007 when Russia imposed export duties on raw lumber to boost its own wood processing industries. The value of the total EU imports of Russian wood fell from about 2.54 billion pounds in 2007 to about 1.51 billion euros in 2011, which harmed EU wood processors, particularly in the pulp and paper industry. Beneficiaries were Finland, which traditionally has accounted for 50% or more of these imports and is likely to be the key beneficiary. Others will include Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Sweden, Germany, and Poland. The negotiations, of which was linked to Russia's accession to the WTO, has applied provisionally since 22 August 2012 when Russia officially became WTO member. So this is it with the relations that the European Union has with other countries, in this case with Russia. And now I will let my colleague Mihaela Trombitaș to present us a project that regards not only Romania but other three countries. So let's hear what she has to tell us next.
So after talking about the competitions, I will go on furthermore and I will talk about another type of competition, a more interesting and a more surprising one, the European Youth Capital 2015, the shortlisted cities and the fact that Cluj-Napoca is one of the four finalists of this competition. There are less than 3 days until we find out who won the title of European Youth Capital for 2015, and we are proud to say that Cluj is one of the cities that has the highest chances of winning. Out of the 12 cities that apply from across the continent, Cluj-Napoca, Romania, Ivanovo, Russia, Varna, Bulgaria, and Vilnius from Lithuania have been selected as finalists in this year's competitions. We are keeping our fingers crossed and hope that Cluj will be selected to be the European Youth Capital for 2015 at the official award ceremony that will be held in Maribor, Slovenia. The European Youth Capital 2015 program intends to acknowledge and encourage innovation and inclusion in the fields of youth. The winners act as role models for creating more informed and active youth for the European stage. Since 2009, European Youth Capital winners like Rotterdam, like Turin, Antwerp, Braga, Maribor, and Thessaloniki have had the chance to showcase youth-oriented cultural, social, and political events and activities throughout their appointed year. As I said before, we keep our fingers crossed and hope that Cluj-Napoca will be the one winning the title for the European Youth Capital 2015 and show that all the students and all the youth from Cluj-Napoca does matter and that together they can win a prize like this.
So that was all for our show from today. We will meet next week at the same hour at UBB Radio Online with Eurotalk. I'm Roxana Persa.
And I'm Mihaela Trombitaș. And we'll hear once again next week starting from 6 p.m. only here on UBB Radio Online.
Jamaica. If you can bring me down, then you can bring me up. Don't make me feel alone. Let's party on and on. If you can bring me down, then you can bring me up. Don't make me feel alone. Let's party on and on. What do I feel when you're making me ill? You're a drug, you're making me strong. There's no time, no ways we can start it today. You're my love, you are my love. Watsaufanura, Jamaica, Jamaica. Watsaufanura, Jamaica, Jamaica. If you can bring me down. nuda, just